For years, we struggled to separate him from the video screens and computers that were his obsession, thinking he was wasting his time. It was now nearly a year after his college graduation, and Judy and I thoroughly expected that he'd be living at home, glued to his computer and sleeping until mid-afternoon, while we harangued him to get his resume together and look for a job. And that might have happened, but for that stroke of incredible luck that led IBM to find him. Noah has always had an unusual turn of mind, a sideways way of looking at the world. When he was in third grade, we were summoned for a conference to discuss some problems he was having in school. The children had been given an evaluation that included answering true or false to 50 statements. Noah only got through the first handful of questions. Why? Because one of those true-false statements was this: birds can fly. As Noah explained to us and the special education staff at our meeting, he knew most birds could fly, but he also knew that penguins and ostriches are birds and they can't fly. So he was stuck. Rather than soldier on, he simply stopped, turning the question over and over in his head, unsure how to proceed. Now, over a pizza supper in New Canaan, Connecticut, and an after-dinner walk the first night of our journey, Noah talked on and on about theoretical physics, the possibility of time travel, the time-space continuum, and other topics that were very far over my head, not to mention Albie's. By evening's end, I thought, this must be what it's like to be in a book group with Stephen Hawking. When Albie and I checked into our hotel around 8 o'clock, it was already dark and it felt very strange. It all had a what-do-we-do-now feeling about it. The hotel was on a major thoroughfare, though there was little traffic, and the neighborhood comprised modern office and apartment buildings. We took a walk, but there was nothing appealing about our surroundings and little grass for Albie to explore and hunt for a place to do his business. Could we really do this for the next 6 weeks? I kept reminding myself to take it a day at a time and not to jump to conclusions. There were bound to be moments like this. Not for the last time, I wondered again, now that we were on the road at last, if this entire venture was fair to Albie. Earlier in the afternoon, he happily jumped into the car, but he's always happy to jump in the car. It means we aren't going to be leaving him alone at home with the other dogs for a couple of hours. I actually did explain to him several times before we left that we were going to take a long trip together. I've become one of those slightly daft people who talk out loud to their dogs as if they speak and understand English. I was whisking him away from the home, the routines, the people, mainly Judy, and the other dogs that populate his days and nights. For the next 6 weeks, I'd be hustling him in and out of the car, taking him to strange places.